The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means what? What does that mean, Elisa Profumo?
That means I'm in the studio.
Yeah.
I almost wasn't in the studio.
Elisa will be rocking the mic today, as they say. Are you relaxed? Elisa, I'll tell you something about Elisa. She is very professional, okay? And if something goes wrong, like if she's going to be late, she totally, like, freaks out and gets... So when you walked in, you were a little... tight. You were like, oh my God. I just like literally she just walked in like right before the show. That's why it's starting just a couple minutes late. How do you feel now?
I'm fine.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Because you look fine. And remember what Billy Crystal used to say on Saturday Night. It's always better to look good than to feel good.
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't remember that one.
I want it all.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Anyway, so what is today? There's a special day today, isn't
it? Today is National Donut Day.
So will you be stopping by Krispy Kreme on the way home later?
Well, no, but they're giving away free donuts. I think if you go to Krispy Kreme, you get a free donut. I know, like Dunkin' Donuts has given away a free donut if you buy a cup of coffee, and some of the other donut shops have free coupons on their website if you go to their website or if you like their Facebook page.
Here's what I want my audience to do. Take advantage of these offers, walk in, get the donut, and in plain view, throw it right in the trash and walk out. And as you're walking out, say, I just saved somebody's life by killing that donut.
Well, let's back up just a few. The reason why today is National Donut Day is because during World War I, the Salvation Army sent volunteers to France where they made donuts for soldiers fighting on the front lines. And then they dubbed it National Donut Day in 1917.
I wonder if they realized that probably impaired those soldiers' ability to perform.
Do you think those donuts were the same as they are
today? I guess not. I got a feeling they baked donuts back then. They didn't deep fry them in vegetable oil, high in polyunsaturated fatty acids like omega-6 and so on.
Well, donuts are doing well. Dunkin' Donuts, it says in this article, aims to add 400 to 500 new Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins overseas.
Yeah, there you go. That's right, because you know what? It's not enough for us to kill and poison the people here in the United States. We need to bring that to other countries, too.
Well, we've got a couple stories today about a couple countries who are smarter than we are.
Really?
We'll talk about that
Oh,
later.
That can't be. According to politicians, this is the greatest country in the world. We're smarter, we have better medicine and everything. So we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Yeah.
We have to welcome a new sponsor.
Yes.
I'm really excited about this. First of all, I have to give kudos to a super fan that you all know because he's been on the show. He's actually probably one of my oldest listeners to the podcast.
And that's longest, not oldest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, longest, longest listeners. That's right. He's not the oldest. He's younger than I am. But that's Sean Knernshield. And Sean told me about this product he was using called Aura MD. And I checked it out because, you know, we've done shows about the toxic properties of toothpaste, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what are you going to do? What do? You have to brush your teeth with something. And so a lot of us have gone to products like Tom's or Burt's Bees only to find out that those companies are being purchased by Procter & Gamble and others. And, of course, they're going to soil those products over time as well. Well, Aura MD is made from essential oils and nothing else.
It really is awesome.
No fluoride, no surfactants, no chemicals, nothing impure. And whenever I use it, Elisa goes to me, you just brushed your teeth, didn't you? From across the room, you can smell
how good it smells.
Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Better yet, you can use it as a mouthwash and you can use it as a breath freshener as well. So it doesn't get better than that. And my audience is getting something that's never been offered before by the company since they've been in business, which is a long time. and that is a buy one, get one free. They've never had to do anything to drum up business. The product is popular by word of mouth, no pun intended. Think about that, word of mouth. My breath smells good. In fact, Elisa won't kiss me unless I use it.
Oh, that's not true.
Okay. But you like it better when I use it, don't you?
No, I like the product. And one of the good things about the product is it's not messy. You just put a couple drops on your toothbrush, and it won't, like, you know, toothpaste, it stains your clothes if you get it on your clothes.
It doesn't make all that white frothy foam running out of your mouth with drool and everything.
And I'm just thinking of it from this point of view. And then the bottles are small. You can carry them in your purse,
right?
Guys can put them in their pocket or in their car because they're small and they're.
And you can carry a manual toothbrush with you and brush in between meals while you're out and about.
It makes it more accessible.
This is a great product. In fact, I got to tell you, I won't use toothpaste ever again as long as they stay in business. I mean, if Aura MD goes away, I have to find something else, right? Because I will never use toothpaste again. I will only use the Aura MD product because it's pure. It has none of those things that we're trying to get away from. It's got so many benefits. And my breath, I love when I use it. I put my hand in front of my face and I breathe out. I love the way my breath smells after I use it.
And they have good flavors too.
Yeah.
Spearmint.
Yeah, it's got a little almond oil in it. It's got a lot of great essential oils in it. So check it out. Show them some love. They're on board for the long haul. They love what we're doing with the show and they want to reach the superhuman nation. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today to learn more. It's great stuff. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. If you get a bottle and you don't like it, I'll buy it back from you. So there you go. Okay? Now, speaking of good things going on here at Superhuman Radio, I just posted the bumper sticker up on my Facebook page. We will have a vinyl decal instead of a traditional bumper sticker next week sometime. And it's a really nice looking bumper sticker. You've asked for it. Several people have said if you get a bumper sticker, we'll put it on the car. This can be easily removed. It won't damage the car. You can stick it to your windshield. You can stick it to the car bumper, wherever you want. Pull it off. No glue left behind. It won't mar or maim your paint. We're going to give them away for free. But the only snag in this is you're going to have to pay postage. That's it. Just pay postage to get them to you. And we'll ship you one. We'll ship you 10 in a number 10 envelope and get them out there. The postage would really – I can't believe it. You know, postage is 42 cents. I mean, think about that. It doesn't cost 42 cents to make the bumper stickers. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I think the bumper stickers cost us 13 cents each. So the postage is killing us. And there's no other way for us to get it out to you except to mail it. And we can't bulk mail it because we can't organize people in zip codes if they're coming into us and saying, hey, I want one. So if you'll pay postage, we'll send you as many bumper stickers as you'd like. Give them to your friends and family. And, of course, we'll have something set up on the website very shortly so that you can get in on this. We will have bumper stickers next week.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, too. Okay, now let's talk about somebody we haven't talked about in a while.
Y'all. The Queen of the South is at it again.
And what is she doing this time?
Well, evidently Paula Deen is set to debut her finishing butters, tortilla chips, and chocolates. Now, keep in mind, she's a spokesperson for the diabetes drug.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
It starts with a V.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's the spokesperson of that company.
Right.
And now she's going to debut this food line. I looked everywhere. There's no nutritional content posted anywhere yet.
Right.
Because it's just being launched.
Right.
So,
I mean, okay, butter, I'm not opposed to.
Well, it depends on what chemicals it has in it.
Well, chemicals.
And is it butter or is it margarine?
Okay, and also, is it from grass pasture fed cows?
Well, you know it's not.
Yeah.
The butters come in 5 flavors: Southern grilling butter, lemon dill butter, European style butter, sweet citrus zest butter, which she said is good for breakfast foods, and garden herb butter. Mm-hmm. Now, if her new all-natural tortilla chips are any indication of what her butter's going to be like, the all-natural tortilla chips made with fresh vegetables are really made with corn and jalapenos.
That's it. Yeah. And we know that it's GMO corn, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of you are still waiting to hear from the French about their study about the GMO corn causing a massive rash of tumors in rats, I'd stay away from anything corn right now until we figure this one out.
Right.
Unless you can get you know, that Amish corn that's not genetically modified.
Might have to move to Bhutan. Well, no, you laugh, but we're going to talk about this later. They're going, that Bhutan is going all organic.
Right.
No GMOs.
Right.
In the country.
Well, you know what? They're going to position themselves 30 or 40 years from now. They'll be like a mega company country because they'll be the only place left to find, what do they call them? Heirloom seeds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Paula Deen. We'll talk about that story later. The chocolates are in premium and sugar-free varieties. These are going to be sold. Everything's going to be sold in Walmart stores, Walgreens shelves, and QVC.
Yeah. Look, we have to be honest here. I mean, like I said before, I'm not opposed to butter. I'm a fan of butter. I eat butter, but I eat real butter, grass-fed pasture cows, that kind of butter. But let's face it, Paula Deen is not going to go out of her way to create things that are healthy. Because she's one of the people who gets on the pharmaceutical train as soon as you have a problem. She's not correcting a problem. She's just masking them.
Right. Well, we were at the farmer's market last week, and they had a booth there. They were selling butter flavors, different butters with flavors. Mm-hmm. So I asked the guy if it was grass-fed
butter,
and he said no.
Yeah.
And speaking of the farmer's market, we bought some broccoli, and then I thought, oh, I forgot to ask them if it was organic. And I went back, and they said, no, it's not organic.
Which means that the farmer's markets are getting just like Whole Foods. You have to remember that back in the day when Whole Foods first hit the ground, people walked in there and bought produce indiscriminately because they assumed it was all organic. Then they found out that Whole Foods labeled very small, conventionally grown or organic. So now when you go to Whole Foods, you know that just because it's in their produce section doesn't mean that it's organic. You have to check. Well, guess what? Farmers markets are starting to become very popular, and people are starting to capitalize on this popularity by bringing stuff in from other states, and it's conventionally grown, and they set up shop, and you just assume that it's okay. And let's be clear about something. A lot of times when you go to a farmer's market, you'll have a well-meaning, honest farmer, and you'll say, is this organic? And he'll say, no, I can't call it organic, but we use no pesticides.
That's the strawberry guy said
that. He says, we use no pesticides and haven't used pesticides in 30 years, he said, but we can't call it organic because we haven't had someone come in and test our soil and give us the right to say organic. And I'll buy that over conventional any day.
And you could tell by looking at the strawberries.
Yeah, they're not all big and giant red. You know, they're all different shapes. They're not as sweet. Remember we talked about, wow, these are so tart. They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
So beware. If you start going to farmers markets, you must ask, is this organic? And if not, are you using pesticides? Because a lot of people are taking advantage. They're going to set up at farmers markets, bringing stuff in from six states away, and it's conventionally grown. And you just assume that it's locally sourced, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So beware, beware.
Buyer beware.
Buyer beware. I know, Elisa figured this one out. She says, oh my God, they're getting just like Whole Foods. They're taking advantage of the organic phenomenon, but they're not providing organic foods any longer. And it's sad. Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, we have lots of good things to talk about. And on today's show, I'm going to impart some wisdom. I realize now why the U.S. government, A, needs Monsanto, and B, will never, ever, ever part with their incestuous relationship with Monsanto. And when you hear about this, the light bulb is going to go off in your head, and you're going to go, oh my God, you're right. And I had this thought the other day coming home, listening to the news. That's later in the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. I didn't get to say that at the beginning of the show, so I said it now.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD and neither should you.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Superhuman Radio.
Thank you. That's cool. You need to stop bringing us back on the break. Okay.
Okay.
So you invoked, we're going to go into that later. I apologize. First thing we're going to talk about is Michael Douglas.
I want to talk about Michael Douglas on the heels of Angelina Jolie, you know, with all the story about her, and the press has just been covering her. She's all over the place. But they were talking about Michael Douglas and how, you know, remember he had oral cancer,
throat cancer? Yeah, he had throat cancer, right.
Several years ago.
Right.
And they said it was from alcohol and cigarettes.
Right.
Well, then one day last week or this past week on the news, one of the morning news shows, they said that it was not really from the alcohol or tobacco use. It was from oral sex that caused his
HPV.
Yeah, the HPV virus that caused his cancer. So then they were talking about the dangers of the HPV virus and how everybody needs to get their kids vaccinated.
Right.
And they were going on and on and on all of the shows. And then I saw a news article that said that his representative for actor Michael Douglas says the actor doesn't blame his throat cancer on oral sex. So it makes you wonder, was the media just using that? Or
sure, of course. And thank God he came forward and said something. First of all, it doesn't look good for, it doesn't sound good for, what's her name? Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
If he got throat cancer from oral sex, because he's been with her for how many years now?
Many years,
right.
I don't know.
Right, okay. So it means that she's the one who gave it to him, right?
Uh-huh.
But let's be honest. If it's estimated that some 14,290 new cases of throat cancer are reported every year.
Right.
This is men and women. And with the rate of oral sex out there, if oral sex transmitted HPV that led to throat cancer, there'd be a lot more than 14,000 people a year developing throat cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So the statistics don't support this notion that everybody should go out and get vaccinated. That's 14,000. That's a very small number. It's 1,000 people a month. I mean, hell, more people get throat cancer from tobacco probably than they do from oral sex.
It says here health officials say smoking and alcohol are the main causes of oral cancer.
Yeah, obviously. So
I
but
just,
yeah, they just jump on that, right? And then now he's coming out and saying, that's not what I said.
Yeah, he was talking, he did say something in an interview that could cause oral cancer, but he did not say it was his.
That was his.
But that's what they took and run. They ran with that.
Sure, because the vaccination, like anytime the pro-vaccine groups hear this stuff, like, oh, we have to spread that around. Spread it around just like the disease itself.
Right.
Terrible, terrible. But we know better, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so now, you mentioned Bhutan.
Bhutan. Now, where is Bhutan?
It's in the area of the Himalayas. It's East Asia. Very, very small place.
Bhutan plans to become the first country in the world to turn its agriculture completely organic, banning the sales of pesticides and herbicides and relying on its own animals and farm waste for fertilizers.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Isn't
beautiful
that
thing.
Amazing?
Yes. Maybe we should move to Bhutan. Because, you know, think about it. Interestingly enough, you know that Bill Gates has a time capsule buried in Antarctica. Did you hear about this?
I think so.
And in that time capsule, along with a bunch of other stuff, he has heirloom seeds.
Really?
Think about that. All right, he's a big proponent of GMO, right? But he has heirloom seeds in that time capsule.
Hmm.
Maybe he realizes someday he may have to dig up that.
Wonder why he did that.
Because maybe he realizes we're going to need those someday because of this mess that I'm behind. You know, that was his insurance, just in case.
Wow.
It really makes for a good story, a good movie.
Yes,
the whole
does.
GMO thing does. Like 150, 200 years from now, GMO is killing people and all we have on the planet is GMO because it's so, it infestates every place it goes. It's interesting. But anyway, so Bhutan, big thumbs up to Bhutan.
It says here, Bhutan is already called the poster child of sustainable development. More than 95% of the population has clean water and electricity. 80% of the country is forested. And to the envy of many countries, it is carbon neutral and food secure.
Beautiful. Good for them. Bravo.
They need to teach us something.
Yeah. No, they couldn't teach us anything because politicians won't let that happen. They're behind Monsanto. I'll explain that later.
Okay.
So now let's talk about, because I want to get back on track here because we went long and we started late. Bolivia, known for its cocaine, but not known for McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Bolivia is where a lot of the best cocaine comes from. The Cristal of cocaine comes from Bolivia.
Hmm.
Don't ask me how I know. Go ahead.
Oh, it does not have any McDonald's. About 10 years ago, they did away with all of their McDonald's. They like to eat hamburgers, but they don't like to eat McDonald's hamburgers. They like to buy the hamburgers from the ladies on the street that sell them.
Yeah, which is made with real beef probably.
Yeah.
Too, and not a bunch of other junk. And the bread is probably real bread and doesn't have ammonium, what is it?
Ammonium sulfate.
Yeah, to make it look like bread. And so how did they get rid of McDonald's?
I'm not really sure. Let me.
Okay, but the bottom line is that McDonald's was there, but 10 years ago they decided to get rid of McDonald's, and now there's no McDonald's there anymore.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That is cool. I mean, it's amazing. I can't believe, I have to believe that they revoked McDonald's licenses to be there.
There was a 2011 documentary about this story. I wish we could find that documentary and view it.
Yeah, I would like to see that. That would be really, really good. By the way, speaking of documentaries, we have The World According to Monsanto. We'll be playing at various times this weekend live on the Superhuman channel. So if you're stuck at work and you want some background noise, it's an hour and 49 minutes long. It's an amazing documentary. I'm telling you, when you listen to this documentary, you're going to say, wait a minute, if all this stuff is true, how is Monsanto operating the way they operate out in the open? Which is a question that everybody should be asking their politicians.
Remember in one of these shows just recently, you were talking about food sovereignty?
Yeah. No. No, I was talking about doing away with sovereign immunity.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Again, governments are protected by sovereign immunity. We can't put politicians in jail for selling us down the river because they're doing it while they're working for the government.
Well, it says here in Bolivia, politically, there has been quite a bit of activity on the food front in recent years. Food sovereignty or local control has been codified in Bolivia's laws.
Good. Good.
Yeah, it says 12 articles were added to specifically lay out a vision for food sovereignty.
Yeah, and I got to believe one of them is to keep a company like Monsanto and its GMO crap out.
Oh,
I'll bet
sure.
money it is.
The leader of their country says that he slammed the U.S. fast food chains, calling them a great harm to humanity, and accused them of trying to control food production globally.
And think about this. Why would local politicians in the United States, hearing this kind of rhetoric, not think a second and third time about the food supply in this country? With so many people dying prematurely of illnesses that are all because, well, mostly because of the food. Part of it's because of the inability to stay active. But why, if the government really wanted to help its people, wouldn't it be taking a harder line look at all this sort of stuff? We're going to talk about why they're not later. I got a piece of wisdom to drop on you. And when I realized it, I shuddered. I thought, oh my God. We're all sunk. And I'll explain that later.
Okay, can I mention one more thing about
please.
Bolivia?
Yeah.
It says that the Bolivians face similar diet-related health problems as the rest of the world. Malnourishment is common in poor regions, but obesity and diabetes are also common. And they are contributing that factor to the country's dependence on highly refined U.S.-grown wheat.
Yeah, think about this. We're going to be like...
And they, at least they realize
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. But here we don't realize it.
Exactly.
Because it's about money. It's not about people.
Exactly.
We have to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Powerblock dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Powerblock barbells that turn your Powerblock dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Powerblock dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on Superhuman Radio.com for a free brochure.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research.
research companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, so this is the part of the show that we're going to start calling the Monsatan Update, or Monsatan Report. How about that?
It wouldn't be Casual Friday without Monsatan's, yeah. Monsanto updates.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I read an article. Okay, first of all, you know, the protesters and how many countries was it? 36 countries around the world that participated in the global march against Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in the media at all.
Right. Which we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Well, according to Monsanto's CEO, whose name is Hugh Grant.
Yeah, I know. Not to be confused with the actor who I really like from the UK.
He said that the protest against agriculture genetically engineering included farmers, students, academics, and more who turned out in March. He called every one of those groups elitists.
Okay, now think about this. You are an elitist right now. You're listening to my voice, whoever you are. Have you ever thought of yourself as an elitist? Do you live in a $1 million home? Do you have a trust fund? Did you inherit your money from your dad and your granddad and your great granddad? Do your children go to the most exclusive schools, wear the most exclusive clothing? Do you typically vacation 5 or 6 times a year in the most exotic of places? I'm betting you're saying no to all this stuff right now, but guess who does? Hugh Grant, the CEO of Monsatan. What did he make, $14 million last year?
He made $12.84 million last year, and over the past six years, he's averaged $26.3 million.
Now, think about this for a second. He's telling us that we're elitists. I drive a 23-year-old Volvo with 240,000 miles on it, and because I don't want Monsanto's crap, I'm labeled as an elitist. He makes $14 million a year. His kids probably drive new Beamers. His wife has a facelift every time she farts.
I'd love to see where he lives and what it looks like.
And you and I are elitists. We're elitists.
Well, it says here in this article that I read that Monsanto has been pushing that myth as a PR scheme.
Yeah.
For years.
But it doesn't work. You know why? Because when people look at who we are, they know we're not elitists.
At a biotechnology industry trade conference, participants even made the claim that those fighting against GMOs should be tried for crimes against humanity.
Right. That we are.
So we should be tried for crimes against humanity.
But not the company that is filling the food chain with poison.
Exactly.
This is typical in politics. This is typical in politics.
Critics of GMOs, this is Hugh Grant's quote, critics of GMOs fail to consider the needs of the rest of the world.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, we throw how much food away?
Well, wait a second. wait, let's analyze this guy's statement here. How many countries are telling them they don't want GMO? I mean, okay, the poorest of nations, in the sub-Saharan deserts, they're not organized enough to say, no, we don't want GMO. They're exploiting their people anyway. They will embrace Monsanto. But look at all the countries out there that have given thumbs down to genetically modified foods. So he is taking it upon himself the responsibility to feed the world, and the world is telling him we don't want that food, and he's trying to tell us that, you know, his reason for doing what he does is altruistic. If it's altruistic, then do it for free, you. Give up your $14 million a year and do it for free. Sell your home, live in an inner city suburb. Show me that you really are trying to save the world. It's not about saving the world. Monsanto is a for-profit corporation making big profits that has roots into the government that protect them now. And it's not about saving the world, because the world is telling you they don't want your food. You have politicians from the United States flying to other countries trying to strong arm and pressure other governments to take this stuff, and they're saying no.
An estimated 90% of the U.S. grown soybeans and 80% of corn and cotton are grown from Monsanto seeds. Think about that. 90%. It says in this article, the technology serves to concentrate power over our food system.
Of course it does. Of course it does. And I'm going to give you my opinion on why this is even happening. But not yet. So we have some other things to talk about Monsanto, right? So this was...
91% of GMOs worldwide are planted in just 5 countries: the United States, Brazil, Argentina, Canada, and India.
Didn't India get rid of a bunch of it too?
They did, yes.
Yeah.
So, there you have it.
Okay. Now, Stephen Colbert, who is part of the current administration's message, make no bones about this, okay? He's very humorous. I love his humor. Okay, but he makes jokes that are designed to make it look like there isn't something going on with Monsanto. On a recent show, he made a joke that said, you know, Monsanto hid its GMO wheat from where no one would find it, in a field. Ha, ha, ha. Like, in other words, they weren't trying to hide anything. Right?
He says Stephen Colbert has solved the zombie wheat message. Mystery, I'm sorry. After it scrapped its GMO wheat program a decade ago, Monsanto, another defenseless multinational, destroyed all tested material. Then, just to be sure no one would find it, they buried that wheat in the middle of a field.
Yeah, I don't know whether he was poking fun at Monsanto or the fact that, I mean, I really don't.
The only thing I can say is, at least it's in the mainstream being talked about.
Yeah, exactly.
You
and
know?
It needs to be. Because Monsanto is a rogue company. They're doing whatever they want to do now. In fact, I have a feeling right now, up in Capitol Hill, they're starting to worry about Monsanto being a rogue company.
Can you believe that Monsanto recently suggested in an Associated Press story that GMO activists could have been behind the mysterious crop, saying that they were considering all options, and that's certainly one of the options, that they were being sabotaged?
Yeah, that
really?
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So GMO, anti-GMO movement is going to plant GMO to try to get Monsanto in trouble. Monsanto does all it needs to do on its own to get itself in trouble.
Colbert seems to agree. We all know Monsanto is the real victim here, since it will likely face prosecution over the zombie wheat. Instead of holding the company accountable for the presence of the plants, Colbert says that someone should ask the wheat where it came from. At this point, it can probably talk.
Yeah, he's making jokes of it. He's making light of this, but it's nothing to make light of. You don't see him making light of somebody being raped or somebody being murdered. So he thinks that this is a joke. What he doesn't understand is that he, his children, his grandchildren will all be affected by genetically modified foods, and it will be negative.
A farmer in Kansas, he's filed the first lawsuit related to the incident, which seeks to recoup revenue lost due to the fact that the discovery of the unapproved plants drove down wheat prices and led export partners like Japan to cancel orders.
Yeah. Yeah, this is poor Monsanto. Okay, so let me tell you what
really?
I...
Really? Poor Monsanto.
Let me tell you about this. So I was driving home last week, and I was listening to a story about
your 23-year-old Volvo.
Yeah, my 23-year-old elitist Volvo with one hubcap missing, by the way. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. And I'm listening to a news story on public radio, and they're talking about how Egypt put some people in jail because they were promoting democracy in Egypt. And a lot of the people in the United States and the politics are saying, well, we should withhold, what do they call that? Not funding, but when we give countries money, I'm at a loss for words right now. We should withhold financial support
yeah.
to Egypt. And first of all, I'm thinking, why are we giving Egypt financial support? And then it dawned on me. Well, if you look at governments by and large, including this current administration to a greater degree, they believe that the answer to everything is to buy it. In other words, if you give countries money, maybe they'll leave us alone. They'll play nice. They'll become dependent on us, right? Because if I'm dependent on you, whoever you are listening to the show right now, and I don't want to do something that you want me to do, you'll just say, well, I'm going to withhold my support that you're dependent on. And then I go, ooh, wait a minute. Let me rethink that. I'll get back in line. I'll behave. I'll do the right thing. When I was listening to the World According to Monsanto documentary the other day, one of the farmers who's been assaulted by Monsanto said that Monsanto wants to own the world. And the way they're going to do that is by owning the food. And think about this. Monsanto owns 90% of all the seeds in the world. Seeds are dependent upon not just to grow foods, but to feed animals. Okay? Because you're using corn and soy and wheat to feed your cows and pigs, or to grow the foods to feed your cows and pigs. So owning the seeds is like owning the first molecule of the creation of something. And Monsanto owns 90% of all the seeds in the world. And they're trying to get all these countries to use their seeds. And I thought about it, and I thought, oh my God, now I know why the government is supporting Monsanto to such a great degree. We can no longer afford to give every country out there financial money support to buy their favor any longer. Because we're running out of money here, okay?
We've ran out a long time ago.
Well, okay. So the government's thinking, well, if we can get Monsanto's genetically modified seeds into these countries, then they will need those seeds to keep, because let's talk about something. If a country has GMO seeds in it and they decide they don't want GMO anymore, it's not that easy, because GMO infests other crops and converts them into GMO. We've seen this here, where you can have a normally growing crop and across the road, because of cross-pollination, your crop ends up with 50% genetically modified seeds. Growth. And so they're figuring, if we can help Monsanto infiltrate every country out there, then those countries will inevitably become dependent on Monsanto. And Monsanto, as our right arm of the government, we don't have to give money away if we own the food. If we own the food, then these countries have to do what we say, or we pull the plug on the food. I think about this. And I thought to myself, oh my God, the United States government is in bed with Monsanto, because Monsanto has the key to controlling everything. And this goes back, the story that I heard about how Codex Alimentarius came about. Some of the people in the original Nazi regime, when they were put in prison camps for crimes against humanity, they saw firsthand how starvation of a population made them docile. And they knew then, he who controlled the food controlled the population. Codex Alimentarius came from a group of men who understood that and thought, if we can control food and supplements, we can control the nation. Well, Monsanto has just taken it a step further. They want to control the world. They want to make the world dependent on them for food, which you can't survive without. And if they're in bed with the American government has favor with Monsanto, then the American government rides along on this magic carpet of controlling the world. I know a lot of you are thinking, Carl, this is crazy. It's not crazy.
No, it makes sense.
Look at the way this American government is going out to help Monsanto infiltrate other countries that are saying, we don't want GMO.
Flying to Russia to try and convince
really?
Them.
Really? And why is this current administration approved more genetically modified crops than any other administration in history?
All put together. Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is there all of a sudden, you know why? Because they're in trouble. They're running out of money. They can't keep buying favor. A friend of mine said it's hard to compete against Santa Claus. If a country is giving you things, giving you money, you're gonna work with them. If you're giving a people money, you're going to vote for them, okay? And if you own the food, they have no choice but to be on your side. It's scary. It's very scary. We've gone a little long, but I had to get that out. It was an epiphany when I had this. I thought to myself, you know what? We're never, ever going to see Monsanto go away.
I guess we all need to move to Bhutan.
No, we just have to make sure that we only buy foods that Monsanto doesn't have anything to do. Let the unwitting people out there go down this road. We elitists driving 23-year-old cars, we're the ones that know better. We're elitists. Remember that. You should be proud. You are an elitist because you don't like Monsanto's GMO foods. Wow. I wonder if I have to claim a higher tax bracket now when I file my taxes this year. I'll have to find out.
Because all right, you're an elitist?
Yeah, because I'm an elitist. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to MuscleAmNutrition.com. That's Muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition. New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
This is the best part.
So, I did a show this week where I had a guy come on talking about syntaxes, Dr. Michael Joyner. Really nice guy, blogger. He's actually one of us. He's really big into human performance studies and stuff like that. And he was talking about anytime you start taxing things, you put them out of the reach of the people who they hurt the most, the economically underserved. So things like taxing cigarettes and taxing sugary drinks is an effective way of getting a population to stop depending on them. And he applauded Mayor Bloomberg for trying to get this to the forefront. And I said to him, but you can't legislate health. You just can't do it. And we've learned that in the past. It just doesn't work. So his argument was syntaxes work. And my problem with syntaxes is it puts more money in the government's hands, and the government doesn't use the money to remedy the problem. So now, in New York, there's a new mantra, right? It's not about soda now.
It's about fruit juice and fruit drinks.
And this is this. I saw this coming, to be honest with you. In fact, you and I talked about this, and I said, "Well, what parents are going to do is they're just going to give their kids fruit juices." And we talked about it on Casual Friday when we talked about the soda problem.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to just the kids are craving sugar, so they're going to absolve their conscience by not buying soda. But now they're going to give them, you know, Sunny Delight in big 18-ounce glasses.
Well, okay, so this is just a side note, but I just recently bought a container for my refrigerator that you can, it has an insert in it, and you can put fruit in it, or it has a different insert, and you can put tea in it. So I made some all-natural tea. It was herbal tea, and I put some chocolate mint leaves in it
from
my
garden, right.
And I just let it.
And steeped it overnight.
I steeped overnight, and then my niece was with us yesterday, and I put a little stevia and some sparkling water in it with it, and she loved it.
She drank like two big glasses
of it. She drank two, and I put a little lime, piece of lime in it for her.
I drank a big glass of it. I said, my God, this tastes like...
It tastes like a soda.
Soda, but the fruit flavors in it was so pure.
It was so good, and so it didn't take any time at all to make, you know, just a few minutes.
Right.
So that's such a better option.
And the stevia gives the kid that sweet taste that they're trying to search
exactly for. That was what made me think of it. And actually, I have stevia in my herb garden, so next I'm going to try to just use the fresh stevia in
and steep it in there.
And steep it in there,
yeah,
with it,
yeah.
But so I'm reading this article, and it says the ingredient list of Minute Maid pink lemonade, which is one of a children's favorite,
right?
Its ingredients are water, high fructose corn syrup, lemon juice concentrate, grape juice from concentrate, and for color, lemon pulp and natural flavors.
Right. And we know that natural flavors can be anything that comes from nature.
But the package claims that it's 100% natural.
Right. Well, it is 100% natural. We've talked about this. The word natural means nothing any longer.
Exactly.
We know that the wings from beetles that are used to make the color carmine are natural, because they come from nature. Bees, wings of bugs come from nature. And I've said this before. If they were able to use fecal matter to do something, to change the flavor of something, and the FDA in its divine wisdom said, well, a little poop in your food isn't that bad for you, they could continue to call a food that that contains feces all natural because it came from nature. The animal pooped it out. It wasn't made in a laboratory. So the word natural means nothing. It means that you got to read the label even to a greater degree. So that's all it really, really means. So it doesn't surprise me that parents are turning to fruit juices now instead. And you're right. These parents just need to work a little bit harder to come up with alternatives for their children that don't contain a lot of sugar, period. End of story. Which brings us to another story. There was a young college student in Brooklyn, of all places, my hometown, that decided to do a DIY project and make their own high fructose corn syrup.
Well, she said that she had, you know, the food ingredients. You can go buy K-Rose syrup off the shelf. You can go buy all these things. But she noticed that you can't buy high fructose corn syrup off the shelf. So she decided to do it yourself and make it herself.
And when she learned what it takes to make high fructose corn syrup,
She worked off of a recipe provided by the directors of the documentary King Corn, and she began purchasing the ingredients from companies, and they had to ship them to her school address. But anyway, so I've got the recipe right here, which she used, and some of the ingredients in this high fructose corn syrup were so caustic that she had to use gloves so that she wouldn't burn her hands.
Yeah. And then we know there are residues left behind in the final product. Because the chemical reaction that has to take place in order for high fructose corn syrup to be created is an industrial process.
Sulfuric acid was the one that she had to use rubber gloves with.
Right.
And then a particularly ominous enzyme, glucose isomerase.
Right.
And she said that kind of freaks her out.
Yeah. Well, and again,
it's genetically engineered from the microorganism Streptomyces.
Myces. Anybody that's consuming high fructose corn syrup in large quantities is in trouble.
That particular ingredient.
Even if you do agree it's just a sugar, okay?
That particular ingredient is created in a lab, and it's very expensive, and it's only created for high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, when she realized what it took to make high fructose corn syrup, it scared the bejeebers out of her because of these caustic chemicals. And you can't tell me that there isn't some traces of it left behind in the high fructose corn syrup.
Oh,
I would imagine
sure there is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Interesting. Very interesting. Do you want to talk about one other thing before we go into this break? Do we have time, or do you want to take a break? This here, Cenemix.
Well, that's kind of let's talk about that coming out of the break.
Okay. Because it's kind of in the realm of sweeteners. And then, after that, we'll go to, listener emails and comments, or do we have more?
I have a couple more.
Okay. All right. So look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tell me a story.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need: small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrate pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Isn't that a great song?
Yes.
That's a mashup of Disturbia and Disco Inferno. Okay. Too bad we can't just do a show where we listen to music all day. And I would spin like a DJ. Hey, welcome back to the... No, I guess not. Hey, okay. So what are we talking about now, lovely and talented?
Well, I just wanted to mention really quick, in this month's edition of Life Extension magazine, mm-hmm. they have an article about oral sunblock.
Yeah, this is good. Oral skin protectant, right? It just keeps you from burning, basically. It doesn't block the sun. It just retards the effects of the sun on your skin.
Well, it protects against sun poisoning. It prevents wrinkles and premature aging.
Right.
Oral protection from sunburn.
Yeah. But keep in mind, it's not really a sunblock because it's not blocking the sun. It's just doing something to the skin that allows the skin to withstand the damages of the sun. What's it called?
Polypodium leucotomos.
Oh, they got to come up with a better name than that. No one's going to be able to order it. They can't pronounce it.
In a study that they did.
PPLT. There we go.
They took, patients took 480 milligrams of oral polypodium leucotomos, and they exposed themselves to sunlight, and an astounding 80% of the patients benefited from the use of the oral.
Yeah, we should try it.
And if you use that in conjunction with red-orange complex, it further protects from the sun.
And let me tell you how you can get this stuff for almost free, by the way. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a free one-year membership, you'll also get a coupon worth $25 to use on anything you want. You can purchase these supplements that we're talking about. I can't believe that that bottle is more than $25. You probably get that bottle for free of the
polypodium leucotomos.
Yeah.
I'm getting
yeah.
used to it
there
now.
You go. PPLT. Let's call it PPLT. I got to remember. PPLT.
It inhibits free radicals. It prevents DNA damage. It acts as a powerful anti-inflammatory. It inhibits photoimmunosis. Suppression.
Okay. So if you go to our website and click the Life Extension banner ad, sign up for the free 1 year membership. You'll also get this magazine that Elise is holding in her hand where she's reading this article from every single month. But you probably get that bottle of PPLT for free if it's $25.
I was thinking of Michelle Ebert because she's a photo, I mean, a mail carrier, and she's always looking for something to protect her skin.
And she's got, because she's fair skinned as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
this
I was
would be great for her.
She might be interested in this.
So check it out. Get it for free. Get a $25 gift certificate from Life Extension Foundation. Okay. Now, what are we talking about,
well,
Elisa Profumo?
I just wanted to mention, yesterday I was having a conversation via email with Jason Leloup.
Yes.
And we were talking about, well, he told me about, he read Frida, what's her name?
Mooncotch.
Mooncotch's book.
Yes, Reversing Age with Food.
Said he had to look over his shoulder because of all the pictures in there.
Yes, there are tastefully done pictures of Frida in the book, but she's naked, and I guess he said that he was worried that his wife would think that he was reading something other than a cookbook or a story about food. So,
yeah. Uh-huh. Well, then he told me that she mentioned that companies were going to start using a product called Cinemax.
Yeah.
And basically, Cinemax is created from cells that were from
harvested from aborted fetuses. Yeah, yeah.
Nestle and Pepsi have already signed on with the company to use this, and it's used for sweeteners and for salty taste.
And Elisa did check out the websites that
Snopes,
yeah, like Snopes and such, and found out that yes, in fact, this product does come from the stem cells of harvested fetuses, or embryos of fetuses, and they are using these in laboratories to create flavor enhancers. I don't know that I want that in my food, but see, you won't find your grandmother using this stuff if she makes your food at home, or your mother, or you, if you're cooking your own food at home. But then again, we elitists, we like to prepare our own food as opposed to buying pre-made foods or going to expensive restaurants. Because we're elitists, we like to slave in the kitchen so that we know that what we're eating is what we expect.
The company is also engaged in a new effort to discover and develop high-potency sweeteners to replace high-fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and natural sweeteners like stevia.
Yeah. But why not just use stevia? Oh, I'm sorry. There I go being an elitist again. How silly of me.
So anyway, so we were talking about this, and then that led us to talking about how good sea salt is for you. And
yes.
I heard you and Adele talking yesterday about sodium.
Yes, we've actually – Adele and I have had dialogue about sodium now for a couple weeks. The reality is that everybody is so, you know, oh, we need more magnesium. Oh, we need more potassium. Oh, we need more calcium. You never hear anybody saying, oh, we need more sodium, but guess what? We do. Anytime you increase magnesium, you need to increase sodium. Anytime you increase magnesium, you should also be balancing it with calcium. So you can't take these electrolytes by themselves. It's almost like saying, I want to get in my car and I want to drive to work, but I only want to drive to work on three of the wheels. The other wheel I really don't need. It's not going to work. You need all four wheels to stay on track. And the same thing is true about electrolytes. And sodium is very overlooked, especially in the superhuman nation, because we train hard. We sweat a lot. Some of us have saunas that we sit in. So we lose 600 times more sodium than magnesium. But everybody's supplementing with magnesium, magnesium oil, magnesium supplements. But nobody's paying attention to salting their food anymore.
And isn't it interesting that on the heels of all that, I'm working with a new coach, and he has me adding to all of my whole food meals an eighth of a teaspoon of sea salt with every meal.
Because he's intelligent. He also is, and we'll reveal who he is later because Elisa just started working with him, but he's also called one of the best
in the nation
at bringing athletes into perfect condition, contest condition.
Mm-hmm.
The guy he's been around for a long time. He knows his stuff. He is not a zealot. He stays away from things like aspartame.
Yes.
He's really one of us.
I have to weigh my egg whites.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing. He doesn't have her go, well, he doesn't say, well, I want you to have an omelet with six egg whites and one egg yolk. He makes her weigh the egg whites to make sure that it's the right amount of egg whites.
For my macros. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I was like, duh, this makes so much sense.
It really does, doesn't it? So, but then we're talking about the sea salt, going back and forth on email, and then Jason said, well, he doesn't have iodine in his sea salt, and what should he do to replace the iodine? And some foods that are high in iodine are grass-fed cow's milk, mm-hmm. pasture-raised eggs, strawberries, yogurt, fish.
Kelp. You can buy kelp in bulk online, like mm-hmm. a variety of different kelps that are burdock root is another one, or burdock, which is another type of kelp that's high in iodine. But let me give you the best of all tips. That's the least expensive, and you don't have to worry about taking it, cooking it, or putting it in your food. You go to the Walgreens, and you buy a tincture of iodine bottle for $1.65, and once a day, you paint a 1-inch square patch on your body somewhere where your clothes won't rub it off.
The stuff that's orange?
Yeah, it's iodine.
Okay.
Your body absorbs it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, a lot of the early work done on hypothyroidism, where women were waking up with very, very low body temperature and they were, you know, they were worried about their thyroids. So some doctors would say, you may be low in iodine. So they would instruct them to paint a 1-inch square patch of iodine on the body somewhere where your clothes won't rub it off and you won't rub it off. And then watch how fast your body absorbs it. Watch how fast it disappears. And if it disappears in half of the day, then you are very deficient in iodine. You need to keep on doing that. So just paint some iodine on your body somewhere.
Some of the toxicity symptoms are burning in the mouth, throat, stomach and or abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, weak pulse, and coma. But I would think in our society that deficiency is more rampant than toxicity.
I was taking an iodine supplement. I just ran out like a week ago. I was taking an iodine supplement that had 9 milligrams of total iodine per capsule, and it was 4 different forms of potassium iodide and a variety of other forms of iodine. So the body tolerates a very high level of iodine. Some people who live in sea communities where they get a lot of fish and they eat a lot of kelp, the Asian people, they're exposed to a lot of iodine. We're always looking at their diet, right? We're like, oh, you know, they eat a lot of rice. They don't eat a lot of protein. Well, guess what else they do? They consume a lot of iodine-rich foods. You never hear anybody talking about the fact that in China and Japan, they have a very, very high iodine intake. Nobody's gone, hey, maybe that has something to do with their ability to stay healthy and not develop the disease. So, but you know what? Like I said, Jason, if you're listening, paint a 1-inch square patch of iodine on your upper arm or outer arm and just let it disappear on its own. That's it. And your body will absorb the iodine.
I'm looking at a public health recommendations for iodine, but this came from 2000, so I don't know how current.
What do they say? They very low. That's like 60 micrograms or something, right?
For women 19 years and older, 150 micrograms.
Yeah, that's nothing.
And for men 19 years and older, 150.
But remember, this is just to keep you from developing goiter, which is the first sign that you don't have enough iodine in your diet. You'll end up, your thyroid goes through a process called hyperplasia, where cells divide and the thyroid grows. The thyroid grows bigger because it's like, oh my God, I can't make enough thyroid hormone. So the body goes, well, make the thyroid bigger. Maybe that's the problem. So people get goiter. This used to be a big problem in India. And you'd have these people with these big lumps in their throat. And that was the thyroid undergoing hyperplasia, hypertrophy. It grows. Well, to keep you from developing a goiter, which is frank thyroid hyperplasia, you need 150 micrograms of iodine a day. But that doesn't mean your thyroid is functioning optimally.
Well, and in here it says the tolerable upper intake levels for iodine for 19 years and older men and women, 1,100 micrograms.
That's 1 milligram. That's 1 milligram. That's 1.1 milligrams. That's nothing. So if that's true, then what do you tell people in Japan that are eating kelp all day long and that are getting 15 milligrams of iodine in their diet? You're saying they're not keeling over and dying. This is why I hate these RDA things. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. They tell people not to take more than 1,000 IUs of vitamin A a day or suffer from liver toxicity. And we see people, I personally take 16,000 IUs of vitamin A a day. I just had my blood work done. My liver's perfect. So it's nonsense. You take those low limits and you'll always be on the borderline of dying. You won't die, but you'll be on the borderline of dying. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it is.
And that's what they want.
Yeah. You know what? We have to take a break. And when we come back, do we have more stories that we need to
talk? I have a couple more.
Okay. And then we'll do the listener comments and questions. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, where Elisa and I are always having fun in the studio talking about what it feels like to be an elitist. I didn't know I was an elitist. I'm so excited. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Vergessen, wie ich mag, wie du bist. Kenn ich schon, seitdem ich klein war, wir hingen immer zusammen. Damals waren zwei Wochen Ferien ohne dich und zu lang. Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula and nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition and nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And nutrition. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Shake that thing.
Shake that thing, miss.
Can okay.
Shake
that thing, so, what are we going to talk about before we cover listener topics? Oh, I know what. Are we going to talk about argan oil first? Or?
Oh, we can.
I... I never heard of this stuff before. Elisa used to use it on her hair, which, by the way, any place we go, people always comment about how beautiful Elisa's hair is. And even the people who cut her hair are always talking about how healthy it is and how thick it is and all that sort of stuff. Now, you used to use a product called, was it called Moroccan oil, right?
Well, Moroccan oil has argan oil in it.
Right, okay.
So I just, to get away from all of the other ingredients that possibly parabens or whatever, I just bought pure argan oil.
Now let's be, this is spelled A-R-G-A-N, right?
Argan.
Yeah, right.
And it's, Morocco is the home of the argan tree, and the locals call it tree of life. The tree produces a natural oil that has, it's caused a craze in the health and beauty industry.
Right.
It's golden colored, and it's extracted by hand from the fruit of a thorny tree that grows in southwest Morocco. And dermatologists say that it soothes rough skin. But I just bought the straight oil from Sephora. It's an all-natural line called Josie Maran, M-A-R-A-N, and it's straight oil. You can put it in your hair. You can put it on your skin. You can just use it for anything. You can put it around your eyes, underneath your eyes. It's that gentle.
Right, right.
But it has...
I've used some of it on my face. It really feels good.
And so I bought that instead of using the Moroccan oil. Now I just can put that in my hair.
Now, women put it on the tips of their hair, at the ends of their hair, or do you put it through all your hair?
Well, you can put it through all your hair if you need it. But if your hair's not that dry, you can just put it on the dry ends. If you have long hair and the ends get dry, you can put it on there and sleep overnight with it on the ends and then wash it out the next morning. And it leaves it really, really hydrated.
When you sleep with it, do you dream of being in Morocco?
No, I guess not. But that's okay. A good thought anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
But I have this new love with argan oil. It's rich in tocopherols. It's got polyphenols in it. It has squalene in it.
Squalene. Yeah.
It's just loaded with a lot of good things.
Good stuff. Yeah, good. So there you go.
I just thought I'd mention
the guys and gals out there.
Yes. There, and just one more thing, the DSM. Has the DSM, has it come out? I guess it's out now, right?
Yes, the DSM-5. Which, by the way, if you pass gas and like your own gas, you have a mental illness. I'm sure that's
yes,
in there.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
I'm sure that's in there, right? Or it sounds better this way. If you fart when you're by yourself and you laugh at your farts, then you have a mental illness, I'm sure, in the DSM.
According to the new DSM, caffeine withdrawal is now officially a mental disorder.
Yeah, right. Everything's a mental disorder. You know what? Psychiatry has become the whore of the medical industry. And I use that term specifically. Because they'll turn everything into a mental disorder so they can treat and medicate people.
Are they going to prescribe drugs for someone?
Yeah, of course they are. You know,
so then they're going to get addicted to the drugs instead of the caffeine.
They're going to put you on SSRIs. Because what happens is you'll feel so sick for the first month or two getting used to your SSRIs, you'll forget that you miss caffeine. So.
Well, according to a professor here, he says the DSM-5 will lower many diagnostic thresholds and increase the number of people in the general population seen as having a mental illness.
Yeah, of course. And we all have mental illness because we're elitists, don't forget. All elitists have mental illness.
excessive eating is binge eating is a disorder.
Yeah, it's a disorder, right?
Internet addiction is a disorder. Sex addiction is a disorder.
Now think about this for a second. I've talked about this on the show. I've talked about the fact that people who put on fat easily are actually genetically gifted. If you look at everything through the perspective of evolution. Well, guess what? People who like to have sex a lot, they are also evolutionarily genetically gifted. Because the only job you have on this planet is to procreate, to further the species. So somebody who would, let's say, father a dozen children in the time that one of the other people in the species would father three, that person who fathers a dozen children is genetically gifted based on evolution. So this notion that wanting to have sex often is a bad thing is actually wrong. And if you look at the research that shows now, somebody posted on my wall that they just found out that they have a great-great-grandmother who lived to be like 102, 104, and ended up having like, I forget how many children, and laughed and said, maybe there really is something to your theory about libido being indicative of longevity. And I tell you it is. If you still have the urge to have sex, it means that you're not ready to die yet. You think people who are ready to die are thinking about sex? No. So this notion that wanting to have sex often is some sort of a disorder is nonsense. But this is how the DSM works. They want, if you bite your fingernails, you're considered of chronic, what would they call it? Chronic, hygiene, not,
nervous disorder.
No. They called it chronic grooming. Chronic grooming is, that's a disorder. If you bite your fingernails, you suffer from chronic grooming and they want to put you on drugs. Now, you know what? I don't even think about, that industry any longer. The psychotherapy industry as being legitimate. It's ruined itself through this unfair overreaching approach of the DSM.
Well, there we did the story not too long ago that there are some who are trying to do away with the DSM and go with a more
science-based
route by getting testing done,
right,
which would be a good thing.
And I think that is a good thing. That is a good thing.
Before we go into the listener questions, I just wanted to mention the show that you did this week about the FDA trying to do away with compounding pharmacies.
Yeah. And you had the doctor, S959, yeah.
You had the doctor come on and talk about that.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear that show, you should listen to it. But go to mymedsmatter.com. And let your senators know that they should vote no for that bill.
For S-959. As is typical in politics, there is a bill called S-959 that is being presented in the Senate that has some good things about it. And at the last minute, a couple corrupt politicians have slipped in, without anybody knowing it, some additional verbiage that would give the FDA complete oversight over the compounding pharmacy industry, which they don't need. Okay? They don't need it for a lot of reasons.
And they want to do away with bioidentical hormones.
It doesn't say they want to do away with bioidentical hormones in the legislature. But in the legislation, it says that the FDA would have oversight over the, bioidentical hormone industry by default by having oversight over the compounding pharmacy industry. Now, the FDA has already let it be known years ago what they think about bioidentical hormones. They say that they're illegally prescribed drugs and that they just choose not to put everybody in jail. They're just very selective in the cases that they prosecute. But if they had control over the bioidentical, over the compounding pharmacists, they would immediately say to them, you must cease producing bioidentical hormones. These are unregulated drugs. So everybody out there who's on a pellet, or a cream, say bye-bye. You're not on it anymore. You won't be able, you'll have to go to the black market like athletes do. And you'll be prosecuted the way athletes are for using hormones. But you'll be able to get all the SSRIs and
antidepressants.
Antidepressants and anxiolytic drugs. You'll be able to get those in mass, but you just won't be able to get your hormones anymore. So this is an important one. You must go to MyMedsMatter, MyMedsMatter.com, and take 3 minutes out of your busy life of being an elitist and playing polo, and let your senators know that you want them to vote no on S-959 because it will give the FDA control over compounding pharmacists who've been operating for decades with no problems.
Well, where's Suzanne Summers in all this? She's a big bioidentical hormone, you know,
that's
supporter.
A good point.
Where is she? Where's
her
voice?
I agree. Where is she? Why are we the ones that are talking about it when she's got TV shows on lifestyle and all this sort of stuff and writes books about bioidentical? Where is she? How come she's not using her bully pulpit, her position as
celebrity?
If I had the celebrity she had, I'd be on Good Morning America. I'd be on every TV show going, don't let this happen, folks. Don't let this happen. Let's face it. The FDA, forget about the fact that they are inept and corrupt at the same time. They have admitted that they don't have the resources to do the job that they are currently tasked with. Why would you want to expand their job? If you had an employee who couldn't do their work now, would you fire someone who's productive and say to that employee who can't do their work now, I also want you to do this person's job? Of course not. They can't even get their own work done. The FDA doesn't need more to do. They need less to do.
They said they don't have the manpower to, the fish that comes in,
yeah,
the
country, to monitor it. Right.
For
They can't inspect the food that comes in. They can't oversee the drug manufacturers who slip them false studies, and then they go, well, we were lied to. Shame on you. You were lied to about Vioxx? Why aren't you doing your own research to find out if this stuff works the way they're saying it works? No, they allow these companies to just submit their research, and then they rubber stamp it. Yeah. They can't do the job that they're supposed to do now. You can't give them more work to do. Just based on that, go to MyMedsMatter.com and let your senators know that you are not in support of S-959.
There's a copy of the bill there if you want to read it.
I mean, it's shocking. There's more nonsense in this country. But then again, we're elitists. Oh, that's who we are.
Okay. Are you ready for listener?
Yeah, yeah. You want to read Omar Lugo's comment? Omar's a great guy. He's been in touch with me since the show started. He's been around for a long time. And every now and then he drops me. And I want to pull up some other things that I want to talk about. So do you have Omar in front of you? Oh, here I have it. Okay. He says, hey, Carl, it's been a long time. My friend wanted to let you know that I'm still a listener and enjoy every show, learning a lot and applying it. And I appreciate your support, Omar. I really do. I know sometimes people message me and I don't respond because I don't check all my messages. In fact, you responded to Omar this morning and said, we'll read this on the air today.
Uh-huh.
So that's why if you know how to reach Elisa, she's the one that you should be contacting.
Just friend me and I'll take care of it.
Yeah. Send the questions and comments to her.
Okay.
That's a better place.
This one comes from Wyatt Everhart. It says, I have noticed Carl has been railing against grains this past week. And since I'm about an 80% paleo guy, I generally say amen, brother. But one question I do have is on a potential exception for steel-cut, slow-cooking Irish oats.
Yeah.
I don't eat them every morning, but do try to work in quality oatmeal a couple mornings a week, as I have always heard it's a good bodybuilding staple, and even Red Stallone eats it a lot. Any thoughts on this?
Yeah.
Thanks, and keep rocking it on SHR.
Yeah, I eat oatmeal, too.
And
Adele Moussa posted a study on my Facebook wall the other day that supports the notion that oatmeal should not be treated like other grains.
Especially the steel cut?
Well, yes. Whether
Well, but Quaker is genetically modified.
I don't know that it's genetically modified. I don't know that oats have been approved for genetic modification.
Okay.
So, I mean, Quaker does have other products that are probably GMO, but I don't know that oatmeal is GMO. But yes, I'm a big fan of McCann's. I personally like McCann's quick oats instead of their steel-cut original oats because I can put them in a bowl, pour some hot water on them, drop a scoop or two of Whey Natural in there, stir it up, and in about 3 minutes I'm ready to eat it because I'm always running in the morning to get to the gym or whatever. But I eat oatmeal, and I'm all for oatmeal. And I don't think oatmeal has the problems based on some of the research that Adele Moussa has posted that wheat does, for instance, or barley or rye. So there you go. And one other thing. One of the things that I learned from Dr. Lauren Cordain is this. The anti-nutrients in potatoes, for instance, are in the skin. He says, look, if you want to eat potatoes, peel the skin off of them. Because the majority of the anti-nutrients are in there, which would lead me to believe that the majority of anti-nutrients found in grains are actually in the part of the grain that everybody loves to embrace because of the fiber, and that's the husk. Okay? So I'm willing to bet that more than 50% of the anti-nutrients in grains are in the husk or in the parts that contain the most fiber, let's put it that way, because those are the shields on the outside of the grain. Corn has a skin on it. I'm willing to bet that the skin of the corn has an unusually high level of the anti-nutrients, more so than the inner portion of the kernel. So, and this is all based on information that I was taught by Dr. Lauren Cordain. But I do eat oatmeal, and I'm going to keep rocking oatmeal, too. So there you go.
Okay, so do you have one?
I have one. Yeah, I have one that I want to talk about real quick. So I posted a picture of an article from when I was 26 years old that was done in the Las Vegas Sun when I was in the communications business, where at 26 I predicted that someday everyone would carry very small, very sophisticated telephones, which at that point in my life I was laughed at by many of my friends. One in particular I know, remember standing at the pool at Caesar's Palace and my friend Perry looking at me and going, come on, are you kidding me? People are going to carry phones? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Okay? So anyway, but that's not the point. So Dennis Rogowski, I hope I'm reading that right. Dennis Rogowski, he put up there, did you know when you were selling cell phones back then, or selling mobile telephones back then, because I feel like I was one of the predecessors of the cellular industry, that they would be associated with all these health risks and stuff and so on. And I said, yes, because back then I was very aware of the damaging effects on the body of RF. First of all, I was burnt by 250 watts coming out of an antenna one day on the roof of the Holiday Inn Center Strip in Las Vegas. It opened my hand up, and within hours I had proud flesh coming out of my hand. It was cooked from the inside out. I also know why. Remember the Motorola 8000, the original?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember how it had this really long antenna?
Uh-huh.
Well, only the top 2 inches of that was actually the antenna. The rest of it was a mast of coax that Motorola had determined when they introduced trunking radios that it would be dangerous to allow the radiation from 800 megahertz to radiate directly into the face of the user for fear that it would cause premature cataracts. So they came up with this long antenna with this extra feed to get the antenna away from the person's face, which then was the antenna on the Motorola 8000, what made it look like a pocket fisherman. It was so darn long. But more importantly, we had antenna sites around the area in Las Vegas. And one of them was on a mountain called Black Mountain. And MCI also had, back in the day, MCI introduced long-distance services by putting these links, point-to-point links, from city to city where they could transfer a call from New York to California and bypass the phone company. These links were called billboards, and they were like big satellite dishes, big round dishes with a transmitter in the center of them that the transmitter hit the parabolic dish and shot it out for hundreds of miles. Well, before they started putting that bongo skin on it, you know what I'm talking about? You ever see them now? They have like it looks like a bongo drum. Mm-hmm. You can't see the inside of the dish. Before they started doing that, birds used to land on that stem, that mast in there. And when the bird stepped into the focal point of the dish, he would fall down dead instantly. The RF would cook him from the inside out. There would be all these dead bird bodies around these antenna sites. And when I asked why, Jack Crowley, the engineer, explained that that 1 to 3 gigahertz RF that was coming out of that transmitter was killing these birds instantly. Now, keep in mind, today we use 1 gigahertz to 3 gigahertz on cell phones and cordless phones in our homes. So to answer the question, did I know? Yes, but at 26, I thought I was going to live forever, so I didn't care. I was in a business that I wanted to be in. But yes, it was absolutely apparent to me at that point in my life that RF could damage your body.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I found a serial scorecard from Cornucopia Institute.
Okay.
And it says here that Kashi brand cereals is all GMO. Whole Foods 365 brand corn flakes contains high levels of GMO, more than 50% genetically engineered corn. Now, this comes from 2011, but
right.
Still. It says here that Quaker Oats states that it is an all-natural product, but Quaker Oats is a unit of PepsiCo. They manage a processing plant that emits roughly 19,000 pounds of sulfuryl fluoride yearly, which is a toxic greenhouse gas used to treat crops like oats in storage.
Mm, interesting. Interesting.
So would you want to eat that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So there you go. I've been corrected. Adele Musa just sent me a link. He said, more about the good tons of iodine in the Japanese diet. These results indicate that, one, the prevalence of hypothyroidism in iodine-sufficient areas may be associated with the amount of iodine ingested, and two, hypothyroidism is more prevalent and marked in subjects consuming further excessive amounts of iodine, which is true. I know that too high of iodine can damage the thyroid. And three, excessive intake of iodine should be considered an etiology of hypothyroidism in addition to chronic thyroiditis in these areas. So iodine is one of those things that it's a supplement. The good news is that it works. The bad news is that it works. So you have to zero in on how much iodine you should be getting and not just go, tested. Oh, more is better.
Get tested periodically.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wes Scott has a question.
Okay.
He says, could you ask Carl if brown rice protein causes an inflammation response?
I don't know that. I don't know that. I have no idea.
Okay, really we'll have to check into it and get back to him.
Yeah, yeah. And Adele is listening, so he's listening live because he just posted something about the listener who asked about oats. The only issue is cross-contamination with wheat when they are processed in the same place as wheat. You got to check the may contain traces of wheat, nuts, etc. Oh, no, most of the time they have to say this has been processed in a plant that also processes wheat and nuts. So you're right. So there you go. That's a great tip. I never even thought of that.
I didn't think about that either. I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, good. And see, when Adele listens live, it's fantastic because he's constantly shooting us stuff at the same time. Which, by the way, Adele Moose's birthday is June 12th. Please don't forget that. And please make sure that you wish him a happy birthday. We have a surprise for him for his birthday. And that's all I'm saying because I know he's listening. I asked him if he can walk to the Old Town Center from his home, and he said yes. And we have a surprise for him. So that's all I'm going to say.
And don't forget, Carl Lenore's birthday is June 11th.
I'm trying to forget that. I'll be 55. Double nickels. Oh, man. I don't know about this. So anyway, but unfortunately, I don't look as good now as I did when I was 50. But give me to the end of the year. Elisa has helped me become dedicated because she's becoming more dedicated. And I'm following in her footsteps. So hopefully I will look better in a few months. So there you go.
Okay, so we need to check into the rice protein, and then I'm also going to check to see if McCann's is packaged where they package wheat.
Yeah. Also, on both of my Facebook pages, the network page and my personal page, I've posted a picture of the bumper sticker decal. It's a decal, not a bumper sticker. I'd really appreciate knowing if you have a problem paying the 46 cents postage to get it to you. Because that's the only way we're going to be able to send these out for free. So that's it. What else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
I think that's it.
It's been a great week. Don't forget, all weekend, on and off, we will have The World According to Monsanto. It's an hour and 49 minutes long. No commercial breaks at all. And you'll be able to listen to that all week long. If you're sequestered at your desk or you've got your iPhone with you and you're going to be working in the yard, you can put it on at the Superhuman Radio Network. So check that out. Oh, and by the way, if you have a website, just thought about this. If you have a website and you would like to, A, carry the Superhuman Radio show on your website so that people will sit there and listen to the show. Think about that for a second. And the podcast RSS feed, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com and we will send you script that you can put our player and our RSS feed on your website so that your visitors can now listen to the show live from your website, which means that they'll sit there for 2 hours at a time, and also download the podcast from your website. So if you have a website now and you want to partake in that, send me an email at onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll send you the link. What else, Lisa?
I just saw here I'm on McCann's Irish Oatmeal website, and frequently asked questions. It said, are the oats used in McCann's Irish Oatmeal products non-GMO?
Right.
And it says here, yes, all the oats used in McCann's products are non-GMO.
That's good. Yeah. Now we just have to look on the can, the box, and see if it says if it's processed at a place where they process wheat. That's all. Okay. Thank you for listening. We've got great shows planned next week. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
It was summer, summertime in northern Michigan.